Well, praise God. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say, I'm pregnant with the abundant life of Jesus. And I'm going to birth it by faith, by speaking it. I'm blessed with His righteousness. I'm blessed with His grace. I'm blessed with His mercy. I'm blessed with His long-suffering. I'm blessed with His gifts. I am blessed with His love. I have an abundance of His love, His mercy. Amen. That's how you're going to birth it. We want everything to be birthed out of us. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we're talking about still about God's love. And there ain't no revival. The only time revival comes, it comes out of His love. So when you saw Jesus take the little fish and the bread and whatever He had there, and He fed 5,000 people, that was love. They had followed Him, and He had love towards them because they were hungry. He will feed you. He will meet every need that you have to have met. Every need, because you know why? You're pregnant with the abundant life. It's all in you. And God the Holy Spirit wants to help us to get it out. Instead, He don't want you in guilt and condemnation. He don't want you in worry. You see, peace of God, let not your heart be troubled. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to look at some things. The finished work of Jesus. Hallelujah. The gift of love. And so a lot of people are trying to get to some place in their life through faith or something. But if you'll focus on the finished work of Jesus, everything is birthed out of His love for us, for the body of Christ. Say, I'm a son, a daughter of light, the light of Christ. There shall be no darkness in my mind, in my marriage, in my finances. It's all in the abundant life of Christ. Amen? It's important that we speak this stuff, saints. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Many people walk around speaking death all the time. I ain't going to make it. I ain't got this. I ain't got that. Complaining all the time. But God wants you to know that you are filled or pregnant with His love. Ain't that neat? Hallelujah. Psalms 86:15, Jerry. Jerry's back in from a two-month vacation or something. They've been traveling everywhere, India and Rainy. Where's Rainy go? She hiding somewhere? Oh, there she is, way back there. Praise God. 86:15, Jerry. But you, O Lord, are a God full of compassion, gracious, long-suffering, abundance in mercy and truth. That's what God should be to us. In John 10:10, it says, I came that you have life and have it abundantly, that you have mercy abundantly, that you have love abundantly, that you have peace abundantly, that you have financial wealth abundantly. Amen? It's already getting hot in here. I must be on the right track. I'm heading right into the fire. You going to follow me? But you, O Lord, are a good God, full of compassion. See, I have abundance of compassion. And graciousness. Long-suffering. And abundant. In mercy. And in truth. Say, mercy is renewed every day. I have an abundance of it. I am pregnant with it. See, if you don't get none of this working in your life, all you do is remain as a seed. You want the seed to grow, amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. John 10:10, the devil kills and steals and destroys. I came that you have life and to have it more abundantly. That's the life he's talking about. He's talking about abundance of mercy and love and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. In abundance. See, I say I'm blessed financially with an abundance of the blessings of Abraham through Christ Jesus. Now check your wallet. You probably just got an increase. That's faith. That's God's love. Say, I have an abundance of God's love. Praise God. Galatians 6:9 says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap. So everybody's got a season, right? Season means a period of time. You and I, or the body of Christ, is entering into a period of time where the abundance of God is going to flow, where revival is going to flow out of his love. No matter who sits in the presence of God under that love will be healed. I don't care what's wrong with you. Amen? So we don't want to go get weary while doing good. Doing good is walking in the abundant life and imparting it into people's lives, that which is manifested in your life. To give out mercy and kindness and love, to forgive, not to hold grudges, not to be in bitterness. See, God's love operates one way, his way. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So don't grow weary. If you've been praying for a long time, if you've been in marriage a long time, if you've been in business a long time, if you've been in ministry a long time, don't grow weary. You're going to have your due season. You know why? God is faithful. Amen? He's faithful. And everything that you and I are going to get from God, it's going to come through the love of God. Amen? The finished work of Jesus Christ. See, we're all trying to get someplace, and he's already finished it. Amen? You remember he took a little bit of mud or dust and spit on it? Because the guy was born blind. You know why? Because in Genesis, man was created out of dust. And so Jesus said, God is going to be revealed in the power. It ain't nothing his parents done. It ain't nothing he's done. God's going to be revealed. So when God made man out of dust and woman out of the rib of man, he didn't make him blind. He didn't make him with cancer or sickness or disease or oppression and so on and so forth. So Jesus took a little bit of dust and spit on it and put it on his eyes, and God was revealed. His creation was revealed way back in Genesis when he created man out of dust and breathed in his nostrils. God was revealed in that man's life. Because God didn't create him that way. God didn't create you and I to be broke and sick and depressed and lonely and all that stuff. Because he's given us an abundance of life. And so today, he'll get you to walk in the finished life, finished work of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So don't grow weary. Don't get upset with God. Don't get upset with yourself. Your season is coming. Your time is coming. Guess what? If we get to complaining, if we start quitting and start looking for something else, you're going to grieve the Spirit and never get the abundant life. God wants you to know that it's right there at the door. The abundant life is at the door. His love, the abundance of his love is at the door. And when you and I start walking in the light or in the abundance of his love, no matter what you touch is going to work. You're going to be in services where his love will fill the place. And you won't have to do anything if you're a minister. You'll just sit there and just be watch God do all these things. People will be weeping. People will be getting healed. People will be coming out of wheelchairs. Blind eyes will be popping open. And people will come down the aisle to want to know and receive our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's the abundant life. And we should accept nothing less. Amen? Hallelujah. We should look for the abundant life. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Say, that's kingdom living. Turn to 1 Corinthians, Jerry, 2, 9 and 10. Now, some of you say, well, you're saying the same thing you said last. Hey, just listen and receive, will you? When God's ready to change it, he'll change it. See, when I get my prayer clause and I start arguing with God, say, well, I've said that 10 times. They said they still ain't got it yet. Including you. Me. See, we all think we know everything. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 9 and 10. But as it is written, see, our eyes haven't seen yet. Our ears haven't heard yet. What God has prepared for us. He's prepared an abundant life. We're pregnant with the abundant life of God through Jesus Christ. That's what he's prepared. But you ain't going to receive it only by, next verse. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. So we got to spend time in the Spirit. Sealed by the Holy Ghost, praying in tongues, building up your most holy faith. For the Spirit searches all all the things, yes, the deep things of God. So God, the Holy Spirit, is going to reveal them to us. Your mind's not going to reveal it. The world's not going to reveal it. But God in you is going to reveal it. God, the Holy Spirit. And we're coming to that place for that abundant life where we're going to see. We're going to hear. We're going to see things that God has prepared for us through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is getting ready to be released in our lives. Are you listening? We're going to see it. We're going to hear it. You're going to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit speaking in you, building you up, leading you into the depths of the supernatural in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We all long to see creative miracles. And God longs to create them in the body of Christ. For people who come in and want to either be saved or come out of a wheelchair. God has not withdrawn that. There's a season, a time when God's going to release that. Well, when you look at the world, the way the world is, all the killings and rapes and murders and you can't trust anybody, all the businesses falling apart and so on and so forth, we're getting primed, you see. That's not going to touch us. You know why? We're in this world, but we're not of it. Amen? Your business is going to grow. Your marriage is going to get stronger. The ministry in the church or your ministry is going to grow. Just don't quit. Don't get weary. And it's very easy to get weary when you don't see much going on. And people keep coming to you, I don't see nothing going on. Well, most people don't have their eyes open. They can't see. You know why? They're not listening to the Spirit. The Spirit wants to reveal it to all of us. All of us. Say all of us. Even me. Uh-huh. Praise God. Say the character of the new man. Colossians 3, Jerry, 12 to 16. It's coming. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies. You see, we have an abundance of tender mercies and kindness, humility, meekness, and long-suffering. We want to put that on. We want the Holy Spirit to reveal that to us. How do we dress up in the new character that we become through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Put on mercy. Have mercy towards yourself. Have mercy towards people. Amen? Be kind towards people. Even if they kick you, be kind. This is not easy, saints. If the Spirit of God don't help you, you won't be kind. You'll be looking some way to punch him back. But that's not God's love, is it? See, all of this comes out of God's love. Mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering. Will you hang in there with people? You know, we had, I don't know, I didn't count them. But a lady whom we've known in the ministry a long, long time came here Friday night. And she's out of the Springs Rescue thing. Her husband does that part. And she's now doing with the women. And she brought, I don't know, 10. I don't know. Was that about right, 10? I don't know how many was here left. 10 or, huh? 15 or 20, Adam says. Well, it was about that. And every one of them was hurt. Either it got beat up or got raped or on drugs. And I got to minister to all of them. Every one of them. And I didn't look, and I built them up. I didn't look at them like, my God. You just had to look at their countenance. And one lady, man, she was hiding in one of the back pews back there, almost in the back pew. And I went back there, and I told her how the shyness has come alive in her life because every time she opened her mouth, someone put her down. So she became very shy. And I prayed for her, and I said, I'm going to pray for you, and God's going to change you sitting right here. After the service, I said, how you doing? She said, I feel the peace of God all over me. But everybody, and so I had to give my testimony, you see, about the booze and the drugs. The mom left when I was 5 years old, and I blew my leg off with a 357 Magnum. And now they're looking at me and say, oh, this guy understands. I wasn't born in a closet, got saved when I was 5, have never sinned, see? And so they're identifying with it. So every one of them allowed me to pray for them. See, this ministry has always been about that. So we gave a check. Did you see that? A feather just come floating down, man. I went home Friday night. If I take my right leg off, I got to be careful. I looked down, man, there was a huge feather sitting down there. Right where I took my leg off. I bent down to try to get it. I couldn't get back up. Because I had nothing to push me up. My leg, you know. And I finally got my hand up on the nightstand and I finally got up. Man, that feather was that big. Well, some people don't believe in that. I don't care. What if God decides to rain feathers in here? You still want, some people still wouldn't believe. There's people sitting here right now have experienced it. See, that's God's supernatural. And I'm not trying to make a doctrine out of it. Man, it's getting warm in here, you know what? What did they say? The character of the new man? Okay. Go to 13, Jerry, please. That's 312. 313. Bearing with one another and forgiving one another, if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do so. See, we have the abundant life. We have the love of God. We have the long-suffering of God in us. And God, the Holy Spirit, is revealing so we can see ourselves operating in love, operating in forgiveness, operating in kindness. Not the kindness that we choose who we're going to love and be kind to. Bearing with one another, forgiving one another. If anyone, and you know, marriage is a big time problem today. Husbands and wives sometimes can't forgive each other. They pass each other in the kitchen, get a cup of coffee, and what's the matter? I ain't got nothing to say. Praise God. Next verse, 14. Above all these things, put on what? Dress up in his love, which is the bond of perfection, which I have and you have an abundance of. We just don't want to put it on. We want to operate in the love we want to operate. You know, we don't want to operate in the love that like these 15 to 20 ladies came. And you know they were going to church? Vanguard. Huh? But they experienced Jesus. They are all so excited. This one lady had a look on her face, man, I'm talking about. And I went over to her. I said, God wants me to pray for you. She says, go ahead. And I did. And I prayed for the one next to her. The one next to her, man, I'm talking about, that poor woman, that girl, or whatever she was in her 30s. My God. I said, if you don't help me, Jesus, I ain't taking on all these feelings. So me and my wife left, and a lady come running across the parking lot. Pass the mail! Pass! And I didn't pay attention to her. I was heading for the car. I said, I don't know what that is, but I'm getting out of here. But before I got to the door, she was right in my face, smoking the biggest cigarette you ever saw. And she says, I got a job, $15 an hour, and what you prayed over me was exactly what was going on in my life. I said, well, praise God. There was another lady here. Listen now, I'm sharing this stuff because go tell what God has done. There was another. She was a heavyset lady. She came up in the prayer line, and I said, have I ever seen you someplace before? And she wouldn't answer me. So I went on and prayed for her and everything else. Well, after church Friday, she comes up and she says, you know something? I said, what? She says, I died 5 times and went to heaven. I saw you up there dressed in white. That's where we met. And I went, really? I said, God bless. It'll be all right. I don't know if she died 5 times or not. What am I going to say? Boink, no you didn't. Wake up. I just received from her. I don't know what I received, but I received. I was up there dressed in white. I want to be dressed in white down here. I don't want to be going up and down a ladder. Oh, well. Wonderful people. They all had their little quirks like we do. They had different degrees of it. One lady I prayed for, she had tattoos all over her breast, all over her arms, and she looked at me and I said, my God. She had sunk so far back in darkness, that's what I saw over her. And I prayed for her and I prayed and I prayed, then I shook her hand. And she said, thank you. She was starting to sweat. I said to myself, oh, she's getting the fire of the Holy Ghost. See, all they wanted someone to do is love them and pray for them. And they're all women. We had another couple that used to come here, came back for a visit Friday night. She was in the hospital with a gallbladder problem. Listen to this now. Her stomach was full of E. coli. Called the husband, said, she ain't going to make it. She was in the hospital about 4 weeks. But they came here for 3 or 4 years. But they came back Friday night. It was telling us that story. She almost died. So you get all these wonderful testimonies, and you see the power of God working. The devil wanted her dead in the hospital from E. coli in her stomach. And God wanted her to live because he ain't finished with her yet. So he gave her a little bit of that abundant life, that healing anointing that flowed all through her body. Ain't that wonderful? Usually I come walking out and there's 15 people here. And I said to Betty, oh my God, look at this. The angels have been busy bringing people in. See, some people can't take me every Friday and Sunday. And I know that. I understand that such a lovely man as myself, but nevertheless, they can't take me. Some people have said, it's too strong, Ellery. Well, are you weak? Yeah, well, I'm trying to get you strong. What's that, 50? Oh, 14? Okay, put on love. Say, I have an abundance of love. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you are called into one body. Be thankful. See, I have an abundance of love. I have abundance of God's love. His life. I'm pregnant with it. And it's now being born through the Word of God. I'm free. Spirit, soul, and body. I'm washed in His blood. I'm above and not beneath. I'm the head and not the tail. Well, we got four people that love it. Well, praise God. I bet you were clapping with the Broncos game last week. Did you throw up? It was that bad. Wasn't it bad, wasn't it? A 10-year-old kid could have made a better call than that. I said, they ought to call Tebow. At least he won the first game. Then I begin to think, well, see, you get a Christian man, you treat him that way. I mean, to have three corners and one safety so out of position like that. See, Christians are out of position. We never catch the blessings. Being in position is being in the Spirit. Yeah, if the peace of God rules in you, your heart won't be troubled. You know something? I just left and came back very quickly and I went, ooh, that was good. See, God blesses me. He just said, preach yourself happy, I'll anoint you. Well, verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. That's why we speak it. That's why we say we're pregnant with it. That's why we say we have the abundant life. Let it rule you richly. The fullness of God's peace, God's finances, God's joy, God's gifts, richly. Say, I'm not poor. In all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Grace in your hearts. See, this is the pregnancy of Jesus in our lives. This is the abundant life. This is the finished work of Jesus that we're supposed to be walking in, receiving. See, I want my mind free. I want my marriage free and our finances free. This ministry has been tithing like crazy in the last week. I don't know what came over us. It must have been God. Duh. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Say, I'm blessed. Matthew 5:7. See, this is the only thing that's going to talk to you, the Word of God. I can stand up here and tell you a story that I was walking through the bedroom and tripped and hit my head. You're not interested in that. I picked up a feather and I couldn't get up. What's that? That ain't going to help you. The feather was heavy, man. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Let me see something here. Let me see something, Jerry. Hold on there. Hold on there. Go back to verse 3. We're going to go right down through here. 5, verse 3. There you go. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Next, you want to be blessed? Verse 4, Jerry. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Don't you want God, the Holy Spirit, comforting you? And you're going to have times of mourning on this earth. This world is trying to choke us. And people die, and people get sick, and relatives, and all kinds of, you're going to mourn. But God's going to comfort you. He'll bless you with comfort. That doesn't mean you won't have a season of crying. There's a time to live, there's a time to die, and all that type of thing and so on and so forth. Blessed are those who mourn. See, this is the abundant life. You want to be blessed, and we got to do it God's way, right? Amen. And we're all going to have some time when we're going to mourn. We're going to be deeply hurt inside emotionally from something. But the Holy Spirit says you'll be blessed because I'll be with you. Verse 5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Meek. Say, I'm meek. That's part of God's abundant life. I had to do that. I had a niche. Praise God. 7. Huh? Well, 6 is good too. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. They will be filled. They shall be filled. They shall be filled. Say, I'm filled. See, all this is connected to the finished work of Jesus. All this is connected to the abundant life. See, when God wants us to have mercy, and we don't want to have mercy, when God wants us to have compassion, when God wants us to flow in the abundant life and we don't see ourselves, we don't hear ourselves, we're not tithing to the Spirit of the living God within us, He can't reveal it to us. Be nice. Have mercy. But if mercy's not working in my life, in other words, I haven't received the abundant life and I'm not walking in His mercy. So God had lots of mercy towards me of all the things I used to do. He had mercy. He had compassion. Amen? When it's working in my life, I can give that out. When peace is working in my life, I can give that out. But if you have no mercy towards yourself, you can't receive it. You can't receive His compassion. You can't receive His forgiveness. You can't receive His love in your own life. You'll have trouble getting anywhere with God in your marriage, in your ministry, or in your business, or whatever it may be. 8. Well, that's 7. Yeah, merciful. See, if you're mercy, you obtain mercy. You're merciful, you retain mercy. Amen? Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You know why? See, God looks at our heart. Why do I want to become a millionaire? So I can go to Hawaii and never return. And get on Waikiki Beach. And drink lemonade. And sit in the sun. And let the world go by. But we got to be part of it by the Spirit of a living God. Those dreams may be nice, but you ain't never going to get it because you're trying to leave your first love, Jesus. So we set up this picture, this whole program for our life, and what it is, it's getting you away from God instead of in God. Amen? We all think of ourselves. Praise God. Is there any more? 9. Blessed are the peacemakers. Oh. For they should be called sons of God. Do you make peace in your family? Are you the one that brings peace in your family? Are you a peacemaker? When this, do you bring peace? Are you a peacemaker? You can only be a peacemaker if peace works in your life. I need your abundant life, Jesus. I need to help that individual over there get peace. So when I prayed for her Friday, she said, the peace of God. You know why? I was rattled for all my life. I never had any peace. I was a wild man. When God got a hold of me, He gave me His peace. And what used to disturb me no more. And I said, what is this? Peace. Now I can release peace into people's lives when I pray for them. Many, 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 many people say to me, I said, what'd you feel? Peace. I feel a peace of God. See, peace lives in me. It's part of His abundant life. It's the finished work of Jesus Christ. Do it again. Praise God. That's for Jesus now. See? See, God wants to do creative miracles. And if I can't receive His love, if I can't zero in on the finished work of Jesus, so the Holy Spirit can help me see and hear what God's prepared for me. If I'm on a journey on this earth and it's all about me,
See, it's got to be about his love, isn't it? You've got to want to come to church because you love him. Why? We were baptized into the body of Christ. We are sons and daughters of light. We are the body of Christ. He's the head. Everybody says, you don't have to go in that building. We're not talking about the building. We're talking about the people. A lot of people refuse the baptism that's been baptized by Jesus into the body of Christ. You can become a working part of the body of Christ. Say, I'm pregnant with Jesus. I'm full of his love. I'm full of his finished work. And the Holy Spirit is going to teach me how to see, hear what God has prepared for me through my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is revealing it. Amen? I was thinking of you, Sean, the other day. You know why? I was looking out the window and the windows got dirty again. No, I'm only kidding you. Hallelujah. Well, that's Elry. That's why people can't handle me. He's too much. Why did he say that? He was talking about something all the way. Boom, he jumped the track. See, in order to be a preacher like me, you got to be a little foolish. You got to be a real, real deep into the rascal. Amen? But you see, you can be blessed, saints. I'm talking about the finished work of Jesus. We're trying to get someplace that's all done. He said, I've given you the abundant life. Whatever you need, anointing, gifts of the Spirit, love, peace, righteousness, joy, long-suffering, you have an abundance of it. You're just not letting the Holy Spirit work it through you. See, some men think if I do that, they'll think I'm weak. You're weak anyway. Praise God. Amen? So you heard the word. You know you got the abundant life. You need to put it to use. You need to let the Holy Spirit reveal long-suffering or mercy or compassion or righteousness to you. It's there. It's there, saints. Probably your mind is shutting you down. It does me sometimes, as far as God's concerned. But you're going to be refreshed and awakened about the power of his love. You're going to be able to see that everything God done came out of his love. Everything that Jesus done came out of the love of the Father through Jesus Christ. That's why he does things for us. That's why he does creative miracles today. That's why he gives the gifts of the Spirit. It's all his love. And every time you partake of a gift or salvation or whatever, you're partaking of his love. And if you've entered Jesus or Jesus has entered you, you have entered the finished work of Jesus. It's all done. Now you need to focus on the abundant life. You have to believe you're pregnant with everything. And you're going to ask the Holy Spirit to help you birth that stuff in your life. Turn me around, Jesus. Change me. I want to see God. I want to see the glory. You know what Jesus said? Well, one more place and we'll stop. Turn, if you would, to John 17, 1 to 5. Gospel of John 17, 1 to 5. Hallelujah. Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you. Next. As you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. Next. And this is the eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Next. I have glorified you. If you want to glorify the Lord, you got to finish your assignment. Are you listening? That includes the body. If you want to glorify the Lord, you got to finish your assignment, your appointment. what God's assigned to you. You can't grow weary and quit. You got to finish your assignment. That's what brings glory. That's what Jesus done. I have glorified you on earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. What has he given you to do? Are you even halfway into it? That's how you glorify the Lord. That's the abundant life. That's the finished work of Jesus. That's the power of his love. To be able to have finished an assignment, something he's told you to do. Finish the work. He isn't going to get you to do someone else's work. He's going to get you to do your work he's assigned to you. And the devil's trying to steal and rob, and he's trying to keep people out of church. You know what people today are? They're all bent out of shape. You know why? Because they can't find a day to create a faith. There ain't no women over there. I want to be able to get a date. Well, join a dating club. That's what they say. They don't have no side dishes over there. All he does is stand up and preach the word. I need more than that. Do you notice how people are? That's why your big churches, because they got all these programs going. Steam coming out of the floor, flashing lights. You can't hear yourself think by the music. I used to like that when I got drunk. You go up the New Light, the teen place, you can't hear yourself thinking there. Lights are flashing, dark. They'll be dark enough, all right. They go to hell, be all dark. So people have determined what I want out of church, out of the body of Christ, not checking with the head. And you'll tell people, oh, I'm blessed, I'm anointed, and you see anger coming out of them. You see no peace on them. You see no mercy. You see no long-suffering towards people. They're right and the whole world's wrong. See, God's telling me if we're going to have revival, it's going to be birthed out of God's love. You people and myself having a love for Jesus. Amen? Yes. Catherine Kuhlman had a love for Jesus. And the presence and the glory of God filled that place. And people would start weeping, and arthritis hands would start popping right there. Clink, 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 clink. Hands straightened out. Feet straightened out. Hearts were healed, sitting right out there. She had the tremendous love for Jesus. It was his love. See, somewhere we got to take on that character of Christ, don't we? Somewhere we got to have mercy coming out of us. Somewhere we got to have forgiveness. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work. Wouldn't you like to stand before Jesus someday and say, I finished the work that you gave me? There was nothing new that came from the Holy Spirit, so I finished what you told me to do. Now it's time to cross over and dress up in white. Hallelujah. Amen? So you are pregnant with God. You have the finished work of Jesus. You have the abundant life. But now you've got to let the Holy Spirit let you see and hear what God's prepared. See, God's prepared something for the finger, the thumb, the hand, the business people. He's prepared something for us. And there's no cost to it because it comes out of the finished work of Jesus. Amen? Well, I can't be foolish no more. I just got to go, I guess. Praise God. Say, praise God. You may not look at it that way, but you're pregnant with God. You have the abundant life in every area that you need. If you go downtown and want to pray for somebody, you have the abundant life. You have the anointing. It's just a matter of the Holy Spirit flowing it through you. If you need mercy, see, these ladies that came here Friday night, they needed mercy. They needed long-suffering. They needed somebody who has been down the pike like them. See? Now they're trying to turn their lives around. And the devil's after them. And they're growing weary because they're not hearing anything, you see. But you'll hear it from a person who's been there. Some of you people have been there. You overcome by his blood and your testimony. Show him victory. Look what he's done in my life, I told him Friday night. Look what he's done in my life. He'll do the same for you. I was really blessed. I got the minister. I'm only blessed when I minister. Either the word or through the laying on of hands. Did you feel anything? It wasn't for me. Sometimes we feel something, but it wasn't for me. It was for them. They want to feel it. Did you get the goosebumps? Did you feel that? See, I don't look to feel anything. If I do, I do. I get like Novocaine. I've been stuck in the hiney by Novocaine by Jesus. I just get numb. Spirit to spirit. Is everybody here? Amen. I just want to make sure the rapture didn't come. It seems we got some empty seats. I don't know if they left before. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen? See, this is better than the funny house. Right? Rose is mad. She's leaving. No, I'm only kidding. Yes.
The Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. I am free to be me.
Hallelujah. Amen. We're all got the abundant life. Some have the ability and power of the Spirit to be able to release it because it's working in our lives. But God has awakened you today and telling you you have the abundant life. Abundance of mercy, long-suffering, abundance of anointing. We ain't supposed to have an abundance of sickness, a lack of finances. That's not the abundant life. Amen? We need to have a testimony of the finished work of Jesus. We can show money a jingle in our pocket, a good strong checkbook, a good strong relationship with Jesus, and above all, his tremendous love flowing through us, spirit to spirit. Amen? So I'm going to pray for people, and I don't look for me feeling anything. I just want to release whatever God wants to release today. And I don't pick what I'm going to release. He releases it. Amen? Because I have an abundance of it. You do too. But maybe you need to practice someplace. Go downtown. Go somewhere. Go to Chapel Hills. Walk up to somebody and say, you know something? God just sent me here to pray for you. If you get slapped, say, thank you. Bye. They won't do that. Most people need prayer to that. Everybody's hurting. Everyone wants a little bit of mercy. Long-suffering. They don't want to listen to you. Listen to them. Be quick to listen and slow to speak. Some people have been vaccinated with a Victrola needle. Hallelujah. If you want prayer, come up here. My right leg just buckled. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, there's been somebody here, I don't know if it's up here or not,
that's been having troubles with the muscles in your back sometimes at night, or even when you get up out of a chair, all of us, and it wasn't there when you sat down, but when you get up, there's some soreness in your, in the muscles in your back, your lower back. Anybody like that? There, there. Hallelujah. Oh, over here too? Oh, no. Anybody else? Same there. See? So you see, I have to have long suffering. I have to feel God. Where are they hurting God? We don't like that because we have our own problems. But you see, I have an abundance of that. And I know what it is because the Holy Spirit is preparing me and teaching me how to walk in the footprints of Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. You got to feel people. You got to feel their hurts. Amen? And guess what? Jesus feels all our hurts. He said, if you'll walk in the abundant life, if you'll walk in the love that I've given you an abundance of, you'll feel people. You'll be able to read what's going on in their bodies. Amen? Hallelujah. Father God, right now, Lord, we just call upon the power of the Holy Spirit upon these people, Lord, to touch muscles in their backs, to touch bones in their back, Lord, hips, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to touch the dryness in people's throats, Lord, during this time that's going on in the world, Lord. You are a God that can release moisture, Lord, into our bodies, Lord, and control, Lord, and shut down the dryness in people's throats, Lord. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, that some people have inner ear problems, and God is healing that right now. Sometimes you lose your balance, and sometimes you're dizzy, and God is healing an inner ear problem in a couple of people. So we thank you and we praise you for that, Lord. We thank you that eyes are being healed in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that there's been an awful lot of confusion, or the mind has been so busy. God is untying and taking out of your mind that thing has been keeping it busy, and he's bringing peace of God into your mind in the blessed name of Jesus. So we thank you and we praise you right now, Lord, as you're doing these works, and even more, Lord, the abundant life, Lord, releasing right now, Lord, into these people, Lord. Oh, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' holy name. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise. Jesus. Oh, in the blessed name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The blessings of the Lord. Hallelujah. The blessings of the Lord. Praise. Ooh, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, the blessings of the Lord Jesus. Touch her, Lord, with your tremendous love, Lord Jesus. Touch her, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, the blessings of the Lord, the blessings of the Lord, the love of Jesus, the love of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. The blessings of the Lord. The blessings of the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. The love of Jesus. The love of Jesus. The love of Jesus. The love of Jesus. Hallelujah. The love of Jesus. The love of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. The love of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. The love of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. The love of Jesus. The love of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Relaxed when you
said his back totally relaxed when I prayed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Now, Father God, I touch him, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for the abundant life that's going to flow out of him for your glory, Lord. He will finish the work that you have given him, that you appointed him to do, Lord. But he knows now, Lord, that he has all of it, Lord, in him, Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit. He will see. He will hear what God's prepared. And we thank you, the Spirit of God will come upon him in such a way and in him like never before, Lord. In the doors of light, Lord, he's a son of light, will be opened up, Lord, for him to walk through. And we give you praise and honor and glory for this young man, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I touch him right now, Lord. Oh, the wonderful love of Jesus, the wonderful love of Jesus. Oh, the finished work of Jesus I speak into Adam's life, Lord. The abundance of his love, the abundance of his mercy, the abundance of his peace, I speak into him, because my God's supplying all his need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God says, my son, you're right on the edge. You're right on the edge in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The abundance of Jesus, the abundance of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. The abundance of your love, Lord Jesus. The abundance of your love, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The abundance of your creative miracle work, Lord Jesus. The abundance of your love, Lord Jesus. You didn't create her to be in this chair, Lord Jesus. And we expect you to rise her up. To rise her up because the finished work of you, Lord Jesus. You took this on your back, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the virgin birth. The stripes on your back, the shedding of your blood, your death and resurrection, Lord. Now, we thank you, Lord, that this woman is going to start moving her arms. She's going to start moving her legs. She's not going to say she can't do it because the abundance of life of you, Lord Jesus, rests in her and upon her. And I release it right now, Lord. The creative miracle done by you, Lord Jesus, through the gift of a miracle, Lord, in Jesus' name. I pray it, believe it, Lord, and speak it into existence in Jesus' name. Father God, I touch my brother right now with the love of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The abundant love of you, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Lord. The abundant love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The abundant love, Lord Jesus. Oh, the abundant love, Lord Jesus. Jesus, the power of your love, Lord Jesus. The power of your love, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The power of your love. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. The power of your love, Jesus. The power of your love, Lord Jesus. The power of your love, Lord. Woo. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. The power of your love, Jesus. The power of your love, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. The power of your love, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The power of your love, Lord Jesus. The power of your love, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The abundant life, the peace that passes all understanding, Lord. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Just release into my sister, Lord. Oh, yes. Let the Spirit of God rise up in her, Lord. All through her body, Lord. All through her mind and emotions. The power of your love, we call upon you, Jesus. You are the Master. You are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We are your people. We are your body, Lord. And so I speak by the power of the Holy Spirit and the authority of the name of Jesus, just releasing that peace and that love into my sister in Jesus' holy name. In Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
love, Lord Jesus. The power of his love, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The power of his love. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. The power of his love. Oh, thank you, Lord. The abundant life, Lord. The peace that passes all understanding, Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm standing in for a friend that's been told he has cancer.
Stomach, head?
Eight places.
Father God, I curse this cancer. She's standing in for a man who has cancer in eight places in his body, Lord. I curse all eight, Lord. And I speak the perfection of a number seven into his life, Lord, that flows the healing anointing, Lord, into his body. And every bit of cancer must obey the authority of the name of Jesus as I curse it now in Jesus' name, commanding it to leave and prophesying that my God has already healed him and already supplied his need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for what you have done for him, Lord, and what you do for us in Jesus' holy name. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, the love of Jesus, the love of Jesus, the love of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the love of Jesus, the abundant life, Lord. Oh, praise you, the peace that passes all understanding, flowing into my sister, Lord. Up out of her flows a power of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Great things you prepared for her, Lord. She's now going to start to see and hear, Lord, because she's receiving the teaching in her spirit by the Holy Spirit. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for what you're doing in her life, Lord, and this, their marriage in Jesus' holy name, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, King Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, pray, awaken Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your wisdom and your peace, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, that's flowing into my brother in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You know, there was a guy who come here Friday night with his wife, and every bone in his body hurt. The minute he got prayer, every bit of pain and ache left his body. He was sitting back there going, Wouldn't you like to be free from pain and bone aches? And you're shaking your head, yes, right? Do you have any? Then what are you doing sitting there? I don't understand, Lord. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name. Your wonderful love, the oil of the Holy Spirit flowing all through her shoulders, Lord, all through her body, Lord, down, all the way down her spine, every vertebrae, Lord, every bit of the hips, Lord, in Jesus' name, down through her knees and ankles, Lord, I speak it all through her body, Lord, up through her shoulders, up through her brainstem, her neck, Lord, the wonderful love of Jesus. The wonderful love of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I can see a spigot over your head and a hand turning a spigot on. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Your wonderful love, Jesus. Every bone's touched. Every muscle's touched, Lord. Every pinched nerve has been released, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, how we love you, Lord. How you respond to your sons and daughters of light, Lord. How we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Pray. Hallelujah. Father God, every ache, every pain, Lord, throughout her body, Lord, from the top of her head to her soles of her feet, I speak in the authority of the name of Jesus, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord. I thank you and I praise you, Lord, how it's flowing all through her, Lord. Every bit of it, Lord. Every ache, every pain, Lord. In Jesus' name, the love of Jesus, the love of Jesus. The love of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the love of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Give God a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord Jesus Christ, we lift you up. We exalt you. We honor you today. I pray by the power of the Holy Spirit that we finished what you had us do here today in this service, so it brought glory to you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you're a God that does creative miracles, Lord, and we're expecting a revival of your love in America, Lord. We're expecting a revival of your love in this end time where thousands will come to know you, Lord Jesus Christ. And they'll see your work as you did in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They'll see the work of the Holy Spirit and your gifts. They'll see the work of your finished work at the cross, Lord Jesus. They'll see the resurrection power of you, Jesus, flowing through people, the abundance, Lord. We are pregnant with your life, Lord, and we ask the Holy Spirit to help us to birth all these different things you want us to birth in our lives, a righteousness, a mercy, and grace, and happiness and long-suffering, Lord. Just birth that in our lives, Lord Jesus. Bring it forth because we know it's your character. It's our new character, Lord. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. We pray these things and expect these things. If we're ever going to bring glory to you, Lord, you've got to help us finish, Lord. You've got to help us finish every service, Lord, every prayer time, Lord, every reading of the Word of God, Lord. Let us finish. Start where you tell us to start and finish where you tell us to finish. So glory will rest upon us, Lord, and you'll get the glory and the honor. So we exalt and lift you up today, Lord Jesus Christ, and we say thank you by the power of your Holy Spirit for what you've done here today in Jesus' name. Amen.